130 years ago this October, 90 men and 13 women gathered at a library conference in Philadelphia where they founded the ALA. What would Melville Dewey, Charles Cutter, Justin Windsor say to me today if they walked into this room to find on the dais an indigenous woman, a member of the Minnesota Chippewa tribe, enrolled on the White Earth Reservation, Pembina Band, Mukwa, or Bear Clan? What would they say in their blog? What would they scribble in an email? I think they would send me a message like so many I've received since the end of October. You go, girl. I've got your back, library sister. Native pride. Are you crazy? It might have taken ALA 130 years to elect an indigenous person to president, but I think you're ready. I come from storytelling people. Let's close with a story. Dr. Alfonso Ortiz was from the San Juan Pueblo of New Mexico. As a young boy, he participated in relay races. He would train by running on the Pueblo from east to west, following the path of the sun. As he ran, an elder called out to him, "Look up to the mountaintop." Dr. Greg Cajete used this story as a metaphor for how indigenous people can live a complete life. He reminds us that if we focus on our highest ideals, we can accomplish what we need to do. In his book, Look to the Mountain, Cajete reminds us that the foundations of life are discovering one's true face, character, potential, identity, discovering one's heart, soul, creative self, true passion, and discovering one's true foundation, true work, vocation. How fortunate we are to be working in a profession where we can also find great fulfillment, our true face, true heart, and true foundation. I look forward to working with you as we look to the mountain and join our professional lives to face together myriad challenges and opportunities.